I have yet to do the research I've been planning on doing about French accents and everything. So I'm going to take this short Fleur chapter as like, just as well as I can. God, it's really short, isn't it? And we'll see how well I'm doing. I'll see how much I need to brush up on. I have no vocal training, really. Well, I mean, not no vocal training. I'm a classically trained singer, but I have no no extensive training in like accents and that kind of thing. I've never taken French. Logan, no, that's mid. Mander, get away from the boxes. No, you go away. I love you. Go away. You're making so much noise. You'd be able to hear them on the recording. I can tell what's loud enough to get in. Yeah, let's just transition. There's at least one French guy in the Flower Pot Discord server. I might at some point see if I can enlist their help. Yeah, good. We got that. All right. I will say. Yeah, not to cramp the server style or anything. I will say that for someone who just recently joined, the mega names are incredibly confusing. But I'm sure that's part of the point. But here we go. Chapter 7. The Flower of the Heart. Oh, Midna, I swear to God. Midna? No. Come here. Midna, look. Look, it's a little piece of paper. A little piece of paper. Go chase it. Yeah. High, refined cheekbones. Slender, elegant brows, bright, clear blue eyes, and full lips framed by flowing silver hair stared out of the mirror. Perfect. Fleur pushed the small mirror over with the tip of her finger. As always. Madame Maxime's silhouette loomed on the other side of the Venetian blind. Fleur pushed it up and saw her, caught in conversation with Hogwarts's gamekeeper. She recognized the look on the huge man's face all too well. I don't actually know what she means in this next thought when she says Madame Maxime will be furious if I get caught by a bunch of boys. What does that mean? Oh, so should it be caught with a bunch of boys? What'd you say? No, to what? Oh. I follow you. Well, yeah, because caught by a. Oh, you mean by as in next to? Oh, yeah. I genuinely thought it meant caught, like the boys are doing the catching. Yeah, see that I really thought that's what you meant. I was like, I mean, okay, but fair enough. Okay, cool. All right, I will tweak that then. Fleur let the bon that. Fleur let the bon not Fleur. Fleur let the bon that. Fleur let the blind fall and stepped out of her room, drawing her magic into herself as far as she could. Madame Maxime will be furious if I get caught with a bunch of boys. Fleur scowled and stepped down into the long grass. And it will validate the rumors those hippies like to spread. And it will validate the rumors those harpies like to spread. A chill soaked into her shoes and cloak. Fine, cold mist hovered in the air. Fine, cold mist hovered in the air, coating her in water droplets. Merde! Fleur shivered and stared up at Hogwatch's gray battlements. Does this awful place never see any sun? Does this awful place never see any sun? I suppose they need the walls to be so thick and ugly just to keep out the cold and the rain. She strode into the great hall. A dusk sky twinkled over her head, and a faint white circle of magic glowed around the goblet stand. Its rippling blue flames threw faint shadows across the flagstones. Fleur put one foot through, and the Fleur put one foot through the age line. It flared bright as a full moon, then settled back to a dull glow. She stepped all the way through and fished a piece of parchment from her pocket. Fleur de la Cour. No. Fleur de la Cour. She read the parchment slanting, delicate script. She read the parchment's slanting, delicate script in the blue light of the goblet, then dropped it into the flames. They turned red, then faded black. They turned red, then faded back to azure. Accepted, as always. She spun on her heel. A shadow passed the entrance of the hall. Merde, Fleur whispered. If it's Mother Maxime, I'm in trouble. A dark, messy-haired Hogwarts student made his way along the wall to her right.
Gabrielle's age. But he'll probably be half handsome when he's older.
Fleur wrinkled her nose at his round glasses.
If an English boy can learn some style, that is.
The boy followed the edge of the wall, his head cocked. The goblet's flames illuminated his face as he drew near, flashing off his glasses. She glimpsed a pair of sharp, emerald eyes.
Merde, he saw me. Fleur held her breath. Now he'll come bother me.
One of his eyebrows quirked, then he carried on.
That's the same boy that ignored me before. Interesting.
She allowed her magic free, letting her allure swell to its usual level, and stomped her foot.
Now we'll see if he notices me.
That was almost German.
Now we'll see if he notices me.
That's still German.
Now we'll see if he notices me.
The young wizard paused a few steps from the end of the hall and shot her a second glance. Tempus. Silver numbers ghosted from the end of his wand. Then he vanished into the corridors beyond the hall.
Glossingman and the other girls saw that. Fleur pressed her lips. I wonder if he'll be able to resist my magic if I actually try. I wonder if he'll be able to resist my magic if I actually try. If I actually try. If I actually try.
I don't know if the heavy R is that. Is it quite the same thing in French as German? Just shows that I need to do the research. But,
Let me see.
Is anyone in here French, by the way? Oh, that's you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I heard your recording of the other thing in the Flower Pot server. It was quite good. Well, it was fucking awesome. I've done a Ricardo Montalban impression. I know he's Mexican, not Spanish, but he sounds pretty fucking Spanish. And, like, that's about what I was going for with it. You're posted in more fucking places. Like, it's good. It's even got the lilting Spanish guitar behind it. So, you know, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Fuck you. It's just getting put up. Fuck it. Let me see. I'm gonna keep bumbling through this.
She stole back out into the drizzle and down the uneven, steep, slippery steps.
Where have you been? Where have you been, Fleur?
Caroline's chubby face stretched into a sickly smile as the small, round girl skulked from the shadows at the end of the corridor.
Yeah, Fleur?
Emily's gangly figure crept out from behind Caroline.
Been sneaking up to Hogwarts to bewitch little boys again, have you? I don't bewitch anyone, Fleur said. If you're both still upset that your boyfriends are so weak-minded they cannot resist my magic, then take it up with them. Or better still, ask yourselves why they might be looking at other girls when they have you. We're not best friends anymore. You ran off chasing boys and left me behind.
Fleur hid a small smile.
Now your boys leave you to chase me. Fair's fair. Our boyfriends were fine. until you used your Vila magic. Vila magic. I'm going Welsh again. Our boyfriends were fine until you used your Vila magic to enchant him and lure him away, Emily hissed. At least we know those rumors about you really are true. Why else would you be sneaking out in the middle of the night? It's very early evening, Fleur snapped. Your ability to tell the time is as poor as your dueling, Emily. Would you like me to remind you which of us is the school dueling champion?
What does Caroline mean by this? Madame would bar you from competing. Bar her from what? In the Triwizard Tournament? Oh, if she did that. Gotcha, okay. Yeah, that isn't actually unclear. That was just dumb.
Madame would bar you from competing, Caroline sniffed. You wouldn't dare. It doesn't matter, Emily sang. She's probably too tired to do anything after her excursion. No. She's probably too tired to do anything after her excursion. How many was it, Fleur? Did you lure enough in to satiate yourself? Bold words from the needy little girl who threw herself at any boy she could see. The whole school knows you lost your virginity to a middle-aged janitor in a bathroom stall. No wonder you can't keep a boyfriend long enough to stop you coming back to irritate me. Emily balled her fists. You started that rumor and pinned what you were doing on me. Even Caroline doesn't believe that, Fleur said. And she's gullible enough to believe every time a boy says I love you before he starts trying to take off her clothes.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely going to need some work. But it's good practice.
Oh, no. You're not turning this one around, Caroline crowed. Madame Maxime forbade us from going out after curfew. I hope you got enough to keep you sated for a while. Because she's not going to let you slip out again. Emily's lip curled. Or maybe the other rumors are true. Maybe for all her unnatural charm, poor little Fleur's never been so much as kissed.
The other problem with this is that they all sound exactly the same, but I'm just trying to do the voice correctly. I'm going to redo all this dialogue later. What are you saying with magic? Oh, like
magic? Magic?
Like that? Is that what you're saying? If you wanted to bring Raph in here, that'd be fucking great, actually. Because, like, just at some point, I don't know how, like, because it would be good for someone to tell me that I suck in exactly the days. I mean, although Dave's already doing a good job. I'll just listen to René Auberjonois sing Les Poissons forever from Little Mermaid.
Les Poissons, ho ho ho!
Yeah, just tell him, an American fuck's making a fool out of himself trying to be French. And he feels appropriately ashamed of himself about it.
As if I care what you or your rumors say.
Fleur stuck her nose in the air and stared at a point just over Caroline's head. What'd you say? Did somebody say something? Oh, they didn't. I was hearing things.
You're both just less than me. Less attractive, less powerful, less important. Go ahead and try to satisfy your empty lives by whispering about me. It won't redeem you and it won't work.
I should also rewatch that part of Pulp Fiction. That chick's voice is like perfect.
Blueberry pie.
You know, all that shit.
They find us, they'll kill us, won't they?
Actually, might be a decent one to emulate for Fleur. Does she speak at fucking all in the Goblet of Fire movie? Does she have any lines? I mean, she's barely a character in the book anyway, so... Oh, yeah, I guess she would. Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure she is.
Caroline gasped. Emily reached for her wand. Fleur caught her wrist.
Why would you even try? Charms, dueling, enchanting. I'm better than you at every aspect. I'm better than you at every aspect of magic. We're not children anymore, Emily. You can't flaunt your first boyfriends and every kisses in my face and expect me to care. Go back to your room and take Caroline with you before I decide to actually take someone you care about away.
Yeah, this is really bad. They scurried away like frightened mice.
Fleur caught sight of her reflection in the window.
Merde. Not so perfect now.
She took several deep breaths. She took several deep breaths and watched her reflection's eyes shrink, shifting from black to light blue. Feathers slid back into her skin, all down her spine.
I shouldn't have let those two get to me. I wasted enough tears on them years ago. Now I've left them behind. I should write to Gappy and make sure she's okay,
Fleur murmured as she slipped back into her room.
She will be lonely now I've left and promised I'd write, but I need to borrow a school owl if I can.
End of chapter 7.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking rough. I'm gonna see if I can if people that know Raph wanna make introductions or see if they're willing to help. That'd be fantastic. God, I'm almost want to see if they wanted a voice model or something, at least like for a bit, not for the whole thing, just so I can get it down. Blah. I care a lot about being authentic when I'm doing accents, and if possible, I like to have someone who is native to that accent, like actually, you know, listen to what I'm doing and give me some tips and shit. I've already gotten that going actually with an Italian character in Prince of Slytherin. Well, they are. I mean, I just don't know them at all. I don't know if like he'd be down or anything, but I can also just ask.